We're joined now by Pete Hutchison, the president of Landmark Legal Foundation. And Pete, you all have, updated your complaint to the Senate Judiciary Committee over this exact type of thing. What is it that you have filed with the committee?
Yes, thank you for having me on. It's good to talk with you again. 2 years ago, when Senator Schumer made his speech in front of the Supreme Court where he called out Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and screamed and yelled about releasing the whirlwind and they won't know what hit them and making those threats against them, I filed an ethics complaint with the Senate Ethics Committee, pointing out that his intimidation efforts and threats had two really big problems. One was it violated the federal law, the very law that you just described. And two, it's worth quoting this. I said, this is deadly serious. Senator Schumer's thinly veiled personal threats on these justices, and here's the important part, may well inflame the unhinged and incite violence. That was 2 years ago. And here we are with people, you know, protesting in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes. This guy, who's unhinged, obviously, brings his weapons and wants to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. You know, you wonder why he didn't go to Alito's house, but I think it's an indicator of who he's listening to. And Senator Schumer is the number one guy in the United States Senate. One of the most important institutions we have. And instead of being a statesman, Mike, which is exactly what we need right now in this country, he's out here tearing down a co-equal branch of government. And the United States Senate Ethics Committee must step in and make an example out of their leader that this kind of rhetoric and incitement will not be tolerated because it's dangerous.
Good morning, Pete. Gabe Pfeiffer here. Does this rise to something criminal as well?
Well, potentially, because just like the I think the statute says that efforts to intimidate an officer of the court. Now that includes a judge. It could be a juror in a trial. That sort of thing. That is a criminal violation. So it could be that. But you know, in that particular case, the facts don't quite rise to that. But it certainly violates the Senate ethics rules, which there's a broad provision about conduct that reflects on the Senate. And this certainly reflects, and it reflects very poorly on the Senate. And that's what we're focused on. But there are criminal statutes that are implicated here.
And by the way, if you want to hear that quote that Pete is talking about, here's what Chuck Schumer actually said, his words.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Well, sounds like a threat to me.
Yes, you know, and then the next day, of course, he says, well, you know, I chose poorly my words. But look, that's not the standard. The standard is what you say, when you say it, and where you say it. And by the way, he didn't repudiate the intimidation. He said, well, you know, I'm from New York, and we talk tough, and these are tough times, and this is a tough thing, and these people are, you know, trashing the Constitution. So last month, when the Dobbs draft was leaked, here comes Schumer and Pelosi together in a joint statement where they said that, you know, these conservative justices lied in their testimony and they are tearing up the Constitution. So you know, they're continuing on with this these Saul Alinsky tactics of personalizing the issue with the Supreme Court justices and trying to isolate them and trying to marginalize them completely undermine the integrity of the Supreme Court. I just find it so reprehensible, and that's why we filed our complaint.
Hey, P, real quick, this is Ken. You know, you mentioned Pelosi. She said, I just don't know why there aren't any uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. I mean, don't you call that intimidation or, you know, causing incitement? Yeah.
You know, I don't know that it rises to the legal definition of incitement, but it certainly is stirring up the unhinged. And you may not be able to draw a straight line from her language and the language of members of Congress like Maxine Waters and your congresswoman there in the great St. Louis
Bush
area. Yeah, she the squad. Oh, there's just a way too big of a contingent of members of Congress that. You know, incitement is a technical term, a legal term, but if you just take it in the general sense of the word, that's exactly what they are doing. They're trying there's a book called The Politics of Upheaval, and that's exactly what's going on here, and it's designed to tear down our institution. What will this country be without our confidence in our institutions? It will be a tyranny. And it'll be a tyranny of the minority, the progressive left. And we, you know, that's we're going to wake up one day and say, what the hell happened? Well, it's happening right in front of us, and we've got to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to win or lose based on who's got the better ideas and who worked harder and who messaged better. Absolutely. And who reached more voters. If I lose, I lose. If my side loses, then my side loses. We got to get better for the next election cycle. But in this case, what we've got now are people using threats of actual physical violence and death to advance the agenda. And this is just a whole new level we don't want to be at. All right, Pete, thanks so much for being on the program, especially on such short notice. I literally called in this morning and it's like, hey, is Pete available? As though you've got a bunch of spare time with Landmark Legal Foundation. I appreciate you making the time for us. Landmarklegal.org, right?
That's right. And we've got a really scary picture of Senator Schumer there. You ought to go check it out. And don't miss our donate page. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
You got it, Pete. Best. All right. Landmarklegal.org. We've already tagged their Twitter account on ours as well.